Good morning, everyone. I see that the Lord has blessed us with another beautiful day. Hallelujah. And may the Lord be with you. We read from, or pray together, this opening collect. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. We read from Holy Scripture, the book of Revelation. You are worthy, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honour and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created. And again from John. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. We sing our first hymn. As we remain standing, let us say together the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Our loving God commands us to love like him. Our Lord Jesus Christ said, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength." This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it, love your neighbour as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Lord, have mercy on us and write your law in our hearts by your Holy Spirit. And we confess that we have failed to live up to God's standards. Almighty God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, maker of all things, judge of all people, we acknowledge our many sins, which we have committed by thought, word, and deed, against your divine majesty, provoking most justly your wrath and indignation against us. We earnestly repent and are truly sorry for our sins. The remembrance of them grieves us. The burden of them is intolerable. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father, for your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake. Forgive us all that is past, and grant that from now on we serve and please you in newness of life, to the honour and glory of your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of his great mercy has promised forgiveness of sins to all those who turn to him with true faith and repentance, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and bring you to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. You that truly and earnestly repent of your sins and are in love and harmony with your neighbours and intend to lead a new life, following the commandments of God and walking from now on in his holy ways, draw near with faith and take this holy sacrament to comfort you. To all that truly turn to him, Jesus says, come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. The Apostle Paul said, this is a true saying and worthy of all people to be received, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. And the Apostle John said, if any person sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation or perfect offering for our sins. Because of that, we can have peace with God, and therefore we can say we are the body of Christ.
His Spirit is with us.
The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
And you might like to share that peace verbally or otherwise with each other. And so, lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is good and right to do so.
It is very good, right, and our bounden duty that we should at all times and all places give thanks unto you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty Everlasting God. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we praise and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Holy, 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 holy,
Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Glory be to you, O Lord Most High. We pray together, we do not presume to come to this your table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your many and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table, but you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, in your tender mercy you gave your only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death on the cross for our redemption. He made there a full, perfect and sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. And he instituted and commands us to continue a perpetual memory of his precious death until he comes again. Hear us, merciful Father, and grant that we, receiving this bread and wine, may be partakers of his most blessed body and blood. For on the night he was betrayed, Jesus took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink from this, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. And the bread is gluten-free, and all who love Jesus may join us at the Lord's table. The small cups contain grape juice, and you may stand or kneel to receive Holy Communion, and we encourage families to come together.
Let us pray. Father, we who believe in your Son, Jesus Christ, and have received these pledges of his love, thank you because you graciously feed us with the spiritual food of his body and blood. By this you assure us of your love and forgiveness, and that we and all your faithful people are true members of his body and of each other in him. Remember your church, which you have purchased by his blood, and gather it in holiness into the kingdom you have prepared for it. Make us faithful witnesses of the Lord Jesus and his resurrection, that at his coming we may go out with great joy to meet him and be found worthy to worship you with all your saints forever. Amen.
The collect for the ninth ordinary Sunday. A prayer of faith. Almighty and ever-living God, increase in us your gift of faith, that, forsaking what lies before and reaching out to that which is before us, we may run the way of your commandments and win the crown of everlasting joy. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. A prayer for all people. O God, creator and preserver of all mankind, we humbly pray for all sorts and conditions of people, that you would be pleased to make your way known to them, your saving power among all nations. We especially pray for the welfare of your church, that it may be guided and governed by your good spirit, so that all who profess and call themselves Christians may be led into the way of truth, and hold the faith in unity of spirit, in the bond of peace, and in the righteousness of life. We commend to you your fatherly goodness all who are in any way afflicted or distressed, especially those for whom prayers have been asked and who are known to us, that it may please you to comfort and relieve them according to their needs, giving them their patience in their suffering and a happy issue out of all their afflictions. All this we ask for the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
While looking for prayers on the internet, I found a couple that were slightly dated from the Archdiocese of Sydney, but still relevant and appropriate. The first one was for wisdom and calm in COVID times, which are still with us. Sovereign Lord, you are the hope and healer of your people, and have promised a world where there is no more sickness or crying or death. By your death and resurrection, you have set your people free from the penalty of sin and death. We pray your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Please prosper the work of those who are developing, producing, and administering vaccines for the coronavirus. Please strengthen those who are treating the sick. Please comfort those who are mourning the loss of loved ones or living in fear of this disease. Please give to the governing authorities wisdom in their management of this crisis, and give to your people your peace beyond understanding, generous and wise hearts, and renewed trust in your sovereign goodness and glory. Turn the hearts of many now experiencing fear and anxiety, that they may find that peace which is the fruit of the death and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And also a prayer for those still affected by flood. In Psalm 46, we read these words of encouragement and comfort. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Almighty God, creator and preserver of our world, we ask you to hear our humble prayers for all those affected by the devastating floodwaters throughout southeast Queensland and all across New South Wales. We pray for all threatened by floodwaters in city, coastal and rural areas. Grant safety to thousands of residents under evacuation orders. In your mercy, bring relief to afflicted areas and protect both life and property. We pray for the sick, the injured and the homeless. Have compassion on those who grieve the loss of loved ones. In the midst of suffering, comfort men, women and children, each according to their needs. Give courage and hope in the midst of despairs. Throughout the generosity of governments and individuals, provide a future for those whose present circumstances are marked by loss and desperation. Grant wisdom to those who assist, especially government leaders, our state emergency services, our Australian Defence Force, and other emergency workers and aid agencies. And by your gracious hand, rebuild communities where men, women and children are nurtured with care and love. We particularly pray for Christian ministers and their congregations serving afflicted communities. By your grace, enable and equip them to be faithful servants in the midst of hardship and effective witness of your saving message. At this time, may those without genuine peace find true hope in your Son, Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen. We finish up by saying together the words of the Lord's Prayer, the old style. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen. Amen. We will now sing a song. The only kind. Please be seated while Nina comes to read to us.
The first reading is from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, beginning at verse 1. Now it is not necessary for me to write to you about the ministry to the saints, for I know your eagerness, which is the subject of my boasting about you to the people of Macedonia, saying that has been ready since last year, and your zeal has stirred up most of them. But I am sending the brothers in order that our boasting about you may not prove to have been empty in this case, so that you may be ready, as I said you would be. Otherwise, if some Macedonians come with me and find that you are not ready, we would be humiliated, to say nothing of you, in this undertaking. So I thought it necessary to urge the brothers to go on ahead to you and arrange in advance for this bountiful gift that you have promised, so that it may be ready as a voluntary gift and not as an extortion. The point is this: the one who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and the one who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Each of you must give as you have made up your mind, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver, and God is able to provide you with every blessing in abundance, so that by always having enough of everything, you may share abundantly in every good work. As it is written, he scatters abroad, he gives to the poor, his righteousness endures forever. He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way for your great generosity, which will produce thanksgiving to God through us, for the rendering of this ministry not only supplies the needs of the saints, but also overflows with many thanksgivings to God. Through the testing of this ministry, you glorify God by your obedience to the confession of the gospel of Christ, and by the generosity of your sharing with them and with all others, while they long for you and pray for you because of the surpassing grace of God that he has given you. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. And the second reading is from Galatians chapter 6, beginning at verse 6 to 10. Those who are taught the word must share in all good things with their teacher. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for you reap whatever you sow. If you sow to your own flesh, you will reap corruption from the flesh. But if you sow to the Spirit, you will reap eternal life from the Spirit. So let us not grow weary in doing what is right, for we will reap at harvest time if we do not give up. So then, whenever we have an opportunity, let us work for the good of all, and especially for those of the family of faith. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. We now will sing again.